Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to our show. Big news, it seems, has been this 13-year-old boy who has been hospitalized with second and third degree burns after mimicking an MTV personality who set himself on fire during a stunt show. The father of this child blames the network for his son's injuries. Jason Lind was severely burned Friday when he and a friend poured gasoline on his feet and legs and lit himself on fire. On the show Jackass, the host, what's the guest's name? Johnny Knoxville, right? The host of this show donned a fire-resistant suit hung with stakes, which is, if you think about it, kind of funny. And, but okay, let's just forget about the laughs for a minute. He had on a fire-resistant suit, and he had stakes all over it. Then he laid across a makeshift barbecue grill while his castmates shot lighter fluid onto the grill to fan the flames. So he cooked steaks that were on his body. He was on a fire-retardant suit. Jeff Dowder is a follower of the show, Jackass, and is a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. And Jeff, thanks very much for joining us to talk a little bit about this program and what happened to this boy.
It's my pleasure, Phil.
You're a big fan of the program?
Well, I think I think Jackass is a good show. I think it's created as a commentary, really, on our society, and I think that what Johnny puts together each week, I think, is brilliant. It's brilliant performance art. It is a brilliant commentary because
you're saying when he lights himself on fire, or when he puts stakes on himself and lights himself on fire, he's doing art?
Oh, absolutely, I think so.
And it's performance art.
It is performance art, and it's those people who know the art world, Phil. Because I've been around a lot of artists, some of the people that I know at Art City and Ventura, some very interesting people will tell you that what Johnny does is probably takes a scalpel. He's razor-like in his insightful commentary on society, impoverished third world nation, the capitalist power grab that's been going on in a lot of underdeveloped nations so far, and of course the World Economic Forum. All of those things go into the commentary on Jackass.
And well, there are a lot of parents who are not aware that Jackass is a show featuring performance art pieces that comment on these things.
Well, because these parents, and I think what this guy, Eric Lind, who's the father of little boy, is that correct?
Eric Lind, yes, I believe he's the father. He's the one that made the comment.
He made the comment that the network was to blame?
Yeah.
I think what's going on right now with Mr. Lind, Phil, is something that would happen to a lot of parents, and I think we need to feel a little compassion for the fact that he's come to a brutal realization that his son is stupid, and I don't know any other way that...
Well, wait a second.
I don't want to be cruel, okay?
And that's a little...
I don't know any other way of saying it. I mean, the man is in shock that kid is his. And the other thing that I think he's probably in shock over is that he's who he is. In other words, he's so stupid, or I don't know about it.
Can we use another word besides stupid? I mean, this is a family that's gone through a terrible shock.
Well, he's so, like, out of touch that his kid's out of touch and the whole family's out of touch, you know? Hence, that equals kid cooked, you know, one cooked kid. And I don't want to...
Your glibness here, I think, is a little strong.
All right, well, let me put you another way. Johnny Knoxville prepares these stunts to shine a bright spotlight into the dark recesses of our mind. And I do feel for these parents in Connecticut, every parent wants their child to be better than them, to be more advanced than them. And I'm sure it's pretty rough when you realize that, you know... They may not only are they not better than you, they might, like, not be as smart as you. So let me say that.
All right, you're talking about this boy who burned himself being stupid and the father being stupid.
I'm saying the kid's not that bright. But what's really bad is when you realize that you're dumber than you, that's when you lash blindly. When you realize that you're dumber than your own kid, or maybe you're just dumb, you lash blindly in trying to blame everyone and anyone but you, and that's what happened to the father in this case. He just lashed out, and, is trying to blame people.
Is there any responsibility? Let me give our phone number, because this is a hot topic with parents, obviously. Television content, and whether it influences a kid's behavior.
I'd say it influences a dumb kid's behavior. Because
all right, well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jeff Dowder, big fan of the show Jackass. This is the program that's being pointed to by parent groups, consumer groups, as the one that caused a 13-year-old boy in Connecticut to set fire to himself. Do you think these shows cause that kind of violence? Do you think that that's what caused this boy to cook himself, as you say?
No.
Okay, so it had no...
No, I didn't have any. I mean, I got a 13-year-old nephew, and I said to him, so I guess you're going to want to go out and set fire to yourself, man. And he goes, no, not. And I'm like, okay, how come? And he's like, because... it's a disclaimer, and I'm all, yeah, okay, what's the disclaimer saying? He's all, yeah, it says you can get hurt, and I'm all, okay, like, that's cool, but, what did you learn out of it? He's all like, don't set fire to yourself, and I'm all, okay, I'm just checking. He's all, do you think I'm stupid? And that kind of caused, he's all, like, getting up in my face. He thinks I'm all, I don't like him anymore, or he's my favorite nephew, so I really love him, And I'm all like, back off, man. I'm just, I'm trying to... And he's like, dude, you offend me. And I'm all like, I didn't mean to. And so we had a major problem over that, but only on account of the fact of my nephew ain't going to go cook himself on, or be cooked by another person.
Okay, that's a good point. So you said that your nephew saw...
Yeah, my nephew sees Jackass, and he didn't set fire to himself. And I'm all like, okay, how come, why not? And he's all, dude, are you kidding? I mean, and I'm all... No, and he's all, because I don't want to, like, set fire to myself. I'm all, okay, I'm just asking, man, And he's like, well, what's up with that? And I said, well, this one kid cooked himself, and this one kid cooked himself on the TV.
Okay, Jeff, Jackass is on at what time?
Jackass is on at 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
Now, is that the kids' hour? I don't know what that is.
No, that's not kids' hour.
Okay.
Jackass is on at 9 o'clock. That is definitely not kids' hour. That is definitely a time when people are supposed to be in bed, or little kids who are going to get up. It's on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, man. Last time I checked, no kids on account of should be up at that time. I'm sure it was an emotional response, by the father. When he sees his comments on TV, I'm sure he'll back off, and I'm sure he'll say, I sounded like a jackass myself, and I think that's where... Johnny Knoxville is so good. I think he's going to show Mr. Lynn what a jackass he is and what a jackass his kid is. And
I think you're making a point, but I think you're doing it in a cruel way.
What?
I think you're making a point, but you're sounding cruel when you keep calling this kid a jackass.
But that's the beauty of Jackass. That's why I like the show. I mean, don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Jackass is precisely that. Johnny holds a mirror up to us, and looking right back at us is a jackass, or could be a jackass. I'm not saying in every case that is possible.
All right, Jeff Dowder is with us. We're talking about the show Jackass, the program on which the host Johnny Knoxville laid himself out in an asbestos suit, covered in steaks on a barbecue, and essentially cooked the steaks as they were attached to this asbestos suit. That is being blamed. That stunt is being blamed for the third-degree burns suffered by a boy in Connecticut who poured gasoline on his legs. He and another 14-year-old were involved in this and set fire to himself. The father was quoted as saying, I don't want another parent to go through what I went through. When you see your son laying on an emergency room table with his skin falling off and he's apologizing to you, and it's very emotional. So 1-800-449-8686. And one other thing that I just wanted to mention is, he could bring him back on, please. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
When you refer to the kid being burned, don't say that he was cooked.
But it was a barbecue bit.
Yeah, I know it was a barbecue bit. Say the boy was burned, not cooked.
Yes, sir, man. It's like being back in the Army or something, but...
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And we are talking with Jeff Dowder about the show Jackass and whether this program is responsible. You know, you do a million of these shows, Jeff.
Yeah, I know, man. It's frustrating.
You do a million of these shows about, is TV causing our kids to whatever? You know, is TV causing our kids to be violent? Is TV causing our kids to get fat, get skinny, be anorexic? Who knows, right?
Well, I think it's really unfortunate that a great artist like Johnny Knoxville, who I think has done some marvelous things, I think he can be compared to, in a lot of ways, Jackson Pollock or some of the other sort of experimental artists. I think it's just unfortunate that the artistic work that Johnny Knoxville is doing is being seen as something harmful. He didn't do nothing bad to the kid. The kid set himself on fire, and he didn't even have any stakes, because what Johnny did it, he had stakes. The kid, you know, I guess is trying to set some new standard, like he's the meat, and I don't think that's the purpose.
All right, so it wasn't the kid's fault?
It was the kid's fault. Kids, you don't want me to say stupid, so I'll say the kid is, like, not very intelligent, and neither's his dad.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I think that Jeff's comments are totally inconsiderate and actually repugnant.
I'm not the one that cooked myself like a kid done.
Okay. First of all, kids do lots of things for attention and for lots of reasons that sometimes we don't even understand why kids do things. Obviously, you're not a parent, are you?
Not currently.
No, you're not. Because if
not
you were,
currently.
You would understand that kids do things that we can't explain.
Okay, you can't blame a TV show.
No, you can't totally blame a TV show.
Yeah, you can't blame it at all.
There are a lot of factors that go into shaping the way people behave.
Well, what if your kid stuck his face into a fan? Would you blame the show?
What show?
The show where they put their face in a fan. I don't know if there is one.
There are a lot of factors that go into shaping the way people behave.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. You know, look, I'm driving with my kids this morning to school, and I said, hey, guys, do you see that show Jackass? And they go, yeah, at the very beginning of the show is a disclaimer to tell you not to try that. So there's some kids who see the disclaimer and they don't try it. What makes a kid try stuff that he's told not to try?
He's stupid. And his old man's stupid, too, for saying what he did. And I think the father is in shock, not because the kid is burned. I think the father's in shock because the kid's so stupid.
Okay, and where
is he shocked by the fact that kid came out of him?
How do you come up with
man.
These, how do you draw these conclusions?
Well, look at that. How stupid can you be to set fire to yourself, man? Give me a break. You got to be putting me on.
Well,
You know, I mean, the kid, what?
Okay.
Maybe naive.
You know, it's naive of you to pour the gasoline on your head and set fire to it. That's very naive. Ordinarily, it might not happen, but don't be naive. Come on, lady.
All right, look, don't be yelling, okay? I mean, the woman is making a point here. I'm sure you don't like calling a kid stupid, ma'am.
The kid that did burn himself isn't very artistic because he roasted himself without any meat on him. If the kid had had meats, I'd give him kudos for the artistic expression. But he didn't have the stakes.
You know, when you talk like that, right. It's obvious that you're just trying to...
No, ma'am. What I'm trying to do is...
Buttons.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks for calling. I got to move on to somebody who's like... Betty on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes.
A lady named Betty?
Yes, I'm really a lady named Betty.
I've not heard that name in a long time. My grandmother's name is Betty.
Well, I'm probably old enough to be your grandmother.
Well, you sound mad or something.
I am mad.
What did I do?
You have absolutely no common sense. Didn't you ever do anything eccentric when you were a young kid?
I didn't set
fire
to myself.
And follow the leader of things that you saw?
No, I didn't set fire.
Oh, come on.
What did you do, Betty?
Who are you kidding?
What did you do? Why don't we talk about you? What'd you do?
A lot of dumb things.
Like what?
Well, hollering at a kid one Easter Sunday, and the kid threw a rock.
Oh, that's real.
Hit me in the eye with a rock.
Yeah, that's... I'm talking about pouring gasoline on myself and setting fire to it.
Why would a grown man
stupid.
On television do this? And don't tell me he's an artist.
Because he's got
because
an
I'm an artist
suit.
Myself.
Oh, you don't...
And I would never go out and do anything that ignorant.
You never heard about Johnny Knoxville? because
no,
Johnny
no,
Knox.
And I really don't care to. After the dumb thing he did on television, absolutely
artistic,
no way.
If you're artistic, then you know all about Johnny Knoxville. He does performance art and everything.
Oh, wonderful. He sounds like a tremendous person. I saw him
I
on
know
television.
Who this is. This is Karen Finley, isn't it?
I saw him on television. He is just a nothing.
He's doing...
It's his only way of getting attention.
No, he's making
it's like these guys with the rings
world.
In their noses and in their belly buttons and everything else. That's
making,
how they get attention.
That's what
they have
do.
No talent and no ability to get attention any other way.
Well, I bet you paint like fruit bowls and stuff.
No,
don't
I don't
you?
Paint
yeah,
fruit
you
balls,
do.
Honey.
You
You're a fruit ball.
What do you paint then? Seascapes?
I paint anything, many, many things.
Like
in
what?
Fact.
Like what? You do nudes?
No,
you don't do nudes.
No, I've got more morality than
you
that.
You won't allow yourself to live in certain places, which is where artistic people are supposed to go, too.
I was just out in California, honey, and San Francisco is nothing but a bunch of weirdos.
You don't allow yourself to be artistic.
Oh,
what are you talking about,
that's
man?
That's not artistic.
She's painting, okay?
Yeah, but if you paint, you need to visit that area of yourself that accepts the nude.
Oh, get out of here.
I bet you don't even take your clothes off when you shower.
I accept the nude.
You do accept
the
nude? The
Statue of David is nude, and it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, because it's old. Now it's okay if it's
no,
nude.
No, because it's beautiful.
What if I got nude?
God, I don't know. You wouldn't impress me at all.
How do you know? You don't even seen my body yet.
I wouldn't want to.
Hey, Johnny kayaked in a public
I
fountain.
I really wouldn't want to. You sound like
Johnny
a complete
Knoxville.
Fruitcake nut.
What do you paint? Give me an example of what you paint. Hello? Yeah, she's scared. She's scared, man.
Well, what do you mean, would you like to see me nude?
I'm just saying, does she accept nudity as part of the artistic experience? Johnny kayaked in a public fountain, and that art motivates me to be a better person. And
wait a second. The guy's in a fountain?
He kayaked in it. That's a statement. It's a statement about nature. People can't understand because they don't want to. They're jealous, and they're full of hate. I'm glad that kid set fire to himself. One less dumbass.
Okay, that's way over the line, man.
There's one less dumbass that we have to...
That's way over the line. I'm going to hang up on you if you keep doing it. I'm hanging up on you if you keep doing it. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I was just had a little comment, and he is going a little over the line, but I just had a...
Just let me apologize then.
Okay, you should.
And we appreciate that, but I do, in most
ways... I got angry because that Betty wouldn't be honest with me about art. She's sitting there back in wherever she lives painting fruit bowls and seascapes.
Yeah, no.
All
but
right,
I just,
okay.
Wheat fields or whatever.
Okay.
To agree with him, though, I just had my four-year-old daughter... And I took her to what they call a kindergarten screening.
Right.
And one of the questions there was, asking my four-year-old daughter was, why don't you get near a stove? And it's because it's hot. And then they ask her, you know, why do you stay away from a stove and fire? Because it burns you. So in my eyes, you know, this 13-year-old, I mean, yeah, kids do things to get attention, but that's pretty extreme.
Pretty stupid, man.
And so I just... You know,
your little four-year-old daughter wouldn't throw herself into a bonfire, would she?
Exactly what I'm
okay.
saying. That's why, you know, I agree with you on TV shows.
It can
be impressionable,
right.
But I cannot see carrying them out to an extent where you know it's going to cause physical harm.
If your daughter throws herself into a bonfire on a beach, there are a lot of facilities that can deal with her.
Yeah.
If she throws herself into a bonfire on a beach, you got to take her to a hospital first. Thank you for your call, sir. Here is Sherry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Tell you what, Sherry, I'm up against the break, and I do want to take your phone call, and
sorry?
I shouldn't have I'm up against my break, so could you hold on, and you'll be the
sure.
first call when we come back from our break here on the Phil Henry Show. What, Jeff?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, like that guy just said, he's got a four-year-old daughter, okay? The only time I ever try anything is I did want to put my face into a ceiling fan because I heard it would stop it.
Did it?
It did. It did cause scarring, but it did.
Oh, man. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder is with us. We're talking about Jackass, the TV show that featured Johnny Knoxville setting himself on fire in an asbestos suit and cooking steaks over an open grill. It was a show apparently emulated by some kid in Connecticut, and he set himself on fire and blah, 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 blah. If you don't know about it, you call Johnny Knoxville an artist, right?
Johnny's one of the all-time top-rated artists, yeah.
Give me an example of his stunts and what it represents.
It's not stunts. It's performance art.
All right, give me examples of his performance art.
All right. Johnny brought a new art form. He dresses in a diaper and chases a midget that's dressed in a diaper. Now, that's very, it's kind of a neat sort of look at, I think, the whole colonial issue. Colonial power and the colonization of third world countries continues to this day. And what Johnny, I think, was desperately trying to illustrate is the colonial strength that we still have over third world nations, the diaper, the chasing of the midget, all sort of one dynamic, one paradigm that feeds on itself, running down a street, you know?
And all right, he's in a diaper and he's chasing a midget down a street.
Yeah, and there are passerbys. You see, so there's a horror to it. There's a marvelous horror to it. The midget, the diaper, all of these things sort of interconnect.
All right, what else?
I'm sorry?
What else? He swallowed a goldfish and threw it up?
That was a part of his environmental series. That was during his blue period. And I think when Johnny, I think really what he was trying to do there is he was trying to show a depression and a sadness over the death of nature, really, a sort of a Silent Spring updated, a commentary on all that we've done for the environment, and yet we still throw nature back up into its revolting obviousness, you know. And what I loved about that piece, when he first unveiled throwing up the goldfish, there was an obviousness about it that I thought was so transcendent, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not an artist. You're using a lot of descriptions.
Well, I mean, I did some work with the San Bernardino County Museum of Art. I worked with L.A. County, so I know. I'll give you an idea. He jumped the L.A. River in roller skates, and that, of course, I think was so marvelous in its simplicity. When Johnny, you know, gave us that view into the dark side, you know, when you jump the L.A. River, you're on roller skates. You're really saying you desire to leave this earth, to go across the river into the unknown. And that's scary, I think, for all of us.
So this guy, Johnny Knoxville, is an artist, and he said, what about setting himself on fire with the meat?
That was part of the whole series that started with Aubusson 1, Aubusson 2, and connected into Little Women. That was all part of that 10 performance art series that was unveiled originally in San Diego at the Globe Theater. And now he's on TV with it.
Setting fire to himself with stakes on him.
Yes, sir.
All right, here is Sherry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, I just wanted to add a different perspective to this conversation, especially in regard to the way these couple of these people have been filleting that poor 13-year-old kid.
Poor
I don't suppose it's ever
kid.
Occurred to any of those people that maybe there's some naivety and some innocence going on here.
Let me ask you a question. What's innocent about being so stupid that you pour gasoline on your legs and set it on fire?
Well,
when
I
you're
can
13,
say is anybody that's as insensitive and
when you're
stupid
13,
as you are.
Stupid? Johnny Knoxville
have all the sensitivity of a fence post.
Ma'am, Johnny Knoxville tries to uplift our world. And it's
I don't know
like
anything about the show.
Johnny
I don't know anything about that show.
Then how can you say?
Is the way you would take a child and lambast him like that for being a kid.
He's an idiot.
Well,
he's
I think you better look in the mirror.
And the father's doubly stupid.
Because
for
anybody
blaming the show.
That could...
A four-year-old child knows not to play with fire. A
you know what? I don't
child.
Think you were ever born
and
grew up.
I can tell you this much, too, Sherry. I never set fire to myself, okay? So that
well,
proves I'm smarter
I.
than
but
that
you know
kid,
what?
Okay?
Kids have a
Johnny
have a
Knoxville
totally
tries
percept-
to... all kids?
Could you shut him up a minute
kids,
so I could talk?
Or just one kid?
Well, let me ask you something, Sherry.
Yeah.
You keep saying kids, 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 kids. He's the only 13-year-old that I know of in the last year to set himself on fire with gasoline after watching a TV show.
Okay.
So when you say kids, Are you talking about all kids?
Yeah, you tell her, Phil.
I'm talking about
just don't worry about
children
it.
That are exposed to this kind of violence.
My kids watch that show every Sunday night.
I would love
my,
to be able to
yeah,
talk.
But you're not saying anything. My kids watch that show every Sunday night. They see the disclaimer. They recognize that it's dangerous.
No, they obviously, some kids don't.
My children watch that show. One kid doesn't, okay?
You tell her, Phil.
Shut up.
But that doesn't make him stupid.
Okay, thanks for calling. Oh, my God, why did you screen that call? Good Lord. Here is Shirley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Now, if this kid had tied himself to his spit and slow roasted himself.
Okay, hold on, Shirley. Shirley, hold on. Jeff, be quiet when the callers are talking.
I'm just saying that the kid would have slow roasted himself.
Be quiet when the callers are talking. Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay, I would just like to say the kid was not stupid. All kids score at different levels.
The dumbest kid going, man.
And apparently he was naive. And if this show influences kids in such a negative way, it should not even air until 11 o'clock at night.
He's the only kid to tie himself up and cook himself. What do you mean, kid? If this kid had tied himself to a spit and slow roasted himself like prime rib, maybe we'd have something. He just poured gasoline on himself.
But this should show you how dangerous. You know what, mister? This should show you how dangerous a program is like this.
You know what I'm talking about, Shirley. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
No, what you're saying about what, sir? You don't even have any children. How can you even comment?
Johnny Knoxville uplifts our condition. He shows us parts of ourselves that need to be, shown.
I disagree with you.
What?
I don't see where this would influence any children in a positive way.
Johnny shows us the soft underbelly of the human condition. When he did that one stunt where he jumped into the elephant dung, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay, well, let me just say something to
you. Wait a minute. He did what?
He jumped into elephant crap.
What's perfect about that?
I think that's ridiculous, sir. But
no,
that's
perfect. That said it all.
Okay, let me just say one thing to you.
Yeah.
The stunt that he did with the goldfish.
Right.
Okay? Say a kid would have been watching that, say, 8 years old.
Okay.
And would have tried that stunt. They could have choked to death.
Yeah, and it would have been good if he choked to death, because that's one dumbass out of the world. Because that's one more dumb person out of the world, okay? To leave the world for smart people like you and me.
No.
Because would you suck on a goldfish? No. Would I suck down goldfish? No.
You know what? I can't say that, because I would have to grow up in this era and be 8 years old, and then maybe I could,
What's the biggest thing you ever sucked down? I mean, I don't mean to put it like that, but I mean...
Would you watch it?
No, I'm just saying, what's the biggest thing you ever put into your... Well, not put in your mouth, but what have you... Have you ever done anything like that?
No, I
have. Have you ever gagged on anything?
Let me say this to you. We are growing up in a different era, and these children are watching games on the computer, playing games. They live in a lot of fantasy that we didn't live in. And I think that this...
What?
I think the TV show is responsible.
Well, you're nuts then, because Johnny Knoxville is the most solid cat going. He put on a Kevlar vest one time and shot himself.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
And yet he's still alive.
Well, let me ask you something. How can you even comment when you don't even have any children?
Number one, because when I was a kid, the worst thing I did, I did do this one thing.
Uh-huh.
I swallowed some lighter fluid and I tried to blow flames out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, really?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Number two, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What, number two what?
Well, no, number two, I jumped out of a tree. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
all right, Shirley.
That's all I really have to
say.
Okay,
babe. All right,
Thank
babe.
Thank you.
Love you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, sorry. This is a Phil Henry show. Wait a minute, man. This is a Phil Henry show. And
I'll do it. This is the Phil Henry show. And we'll be right back.
Oh!
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. Just informed by my staff that I've been pissy all afternoon. I guess I was. I'm sorry. You know, this whole thing with this show, Jackass, if I may, you know, I got a little upset with one of the callers there. Doubter, and I ain't talking about Doubter. Doubter is just an idiot. Why we have that guy on the show. But I got upset with one of the callers, and I realized I made a mistake. I blew it. I moved off of the overriding purpose, not the overriding purpose, but one of the main points of this show. I completely forgot it, and I got sucked into news talk mode. Now, as you know, as I've said many times, I despise news talk. I don't just hate it. I despise it because it's a lie. It purports to get people's opinions on things, and it does no such thing. But what happened was that lady, I forget her name, she was talking about, well, I think the show's responsible, and I was getting very frustrated, and I jumped in, I cut Jeff off, and I said, why do you think the show's frustrated? And I remember, why do you think the show's responsible? And I just remember getting so frustrated with her that I hung up on her, and I suddenly realized, Henry, what do you care? I don't care. Look, I'm going to say this, and I don't want you guys to get the wrong opinion, but I don't care if your kids burn themselves alive with acetylene torches. I don't care. You think you know what's best? You think you know what's going down? You all right with it? Fine. Let your kid burn himself alive. The only part that I don't like is when you guys start telling me what my kids get to watch. I don't dig that. See, my four kids, they don't burn themselves up with torches. They don't set themselves on fire. They read the disclaimer on the show, and they still think it's funny. We talk about it in the car, on the way to school in the morning. We talk about it at night when we're having dinner. They mention all these shows. They think it's really funny. But somewhere along the line, like this guy Lieberman, who I made the big mistake of voting for, he wants to tell me my kids don't get to watch that show anymore because of some dumb kid in Connecticut. Now, am I being cruel? I guess I am. I apologize. You know what? If I'm a parent and my kid sets fire to himself as the result of something that he saw on TV, my knee-jerk reaction would be to go after anybody that I thought was responsible. But I'm hoping that I would calm down long enough to realize there's something wrong with my kid. There's some learning block. Maybe he's not stupid, but there's a learning block. There's something dysfunctional having to do with the way he processes information. He poured gasoline on his bare skin and set it on fire at the age of 13. Not 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, 13. I don't know, but, you know, the first letter that I write is not going to be to the owner of MTV. It's going to be to some child psychologist someplace or child psychiatrist or a individual who's familiar with the development of learning among young people. Somebody, you know, I got to talk to somebody. The hell are you doing, man? Or maybe he's just way ahead of himself. You know, some children are so brilliant that, like Thomas Edison, who took all kinds of crap for being mental. They thought Thomas Edison was retarded. They thought he was mentally retarded because his head was in the clouds. He was places that no other kid was. He couldn't tie his shoes. He couldn't do anything. But by God, he was thinking of wonderful things, you know. And maybe that's the whole thing with brilliant children, that they don't have an eye on specifics, and so they go into the generalities, the bigger picture, the grandiose dreams. I don't know. But I know one thing. It has to do with a kid. But what's going to happen now is this guy whose son burned himself is going to get a big thing going, and everybody's going to be all pissed off, and they're going to get on the bandwagon, and they're going to take content on television, and they're going to maybe take it off the air. And there's four children who live at our house who are going to be punished because of somebody else's, okay, what should I say? You don't want me to use the word stupid? Naivete, I think I've heard used, whatever. You say that no parent can watch their children all the time. You're absolutely right. I'll never forget the night I came home and the kids were playing in the living room and I heard this enormous crash and one of the kids had fallen through a glass coffee table that we have. And, of course, I didn't know what I was going to find. I saw glass everywhere and I saw a kid laying on his side crying. And the first thing I thought was, check the kid out. forget the glass. I got him out of the glass. I looked him over. He was fine. Miraculously, just a little tiny scratch. And I cleaned the glass up. Whose fault is that? Was it my fault? No. Was it his fault? Well, sure. It was an accident. He ran into a glass table. So people say to me, well, you see, Phil, it's the same thing. No, it isn't. That kid purposefully poured gasoline on his legs and set it on fire. My kid didn't run his head into a glass coffee table to see what would happen. Hey, I think I'll drop myself to the glass coffee table and see what develops. It was a mistake. It was an accident. And I'm listening to these people, like calling this hour, calling some of these other shows. They cannot differentiate between mistake and an intentional act, between a kid screwing up. This lady calls and says, oh, I mouthed off to a kid and I got a rock thrown at me. Well, you know, if you mouth off to another kid, the chances are 50-50 whether he's going to throw a rock at you. You're taking a shot. You're angry. You understand there may be consequences, maybe not. But I guarantee you, every time you put a match to gasoline, it's going to burn. And if you put it on your legs, it's going to burn your legs. And I just get really tired, you know, of hearing this weakness. This is weakness. This is weak. This isn't concerned parents. These are weak people. Weak-minded, weak-living, weak-ass people. Generation of weakling parents has arisen among us. Blaming everybody else, taking their kids to school in armored personnel carriers, developing play dates, checking the smell of their farts to make sure that they're not eating pre-processed pasta, checking through their stool in the bathroom to make sure that the corn is being processed and there's no chili peppers that haven't been digested, checking their urine to make sure it's the right color, looking in their eyes to make sure that there is no drug usage, looking up their rear ends with a pole. And then what do you have? A generation of angry kids. Thank you. Anyway, actually, what somebody will say is, when you got Columbine, that's what you got, see? That's Jackass Show. That's why we got Columbine. Jackass, see? Columbine. Jackass, Columbine. No, you want to know what? The reason why you had Columbine is, number one, evil children. They were just born garbage, and they were on their way to a garbage life, and frankly, it's too bad that the people got hurt as this garbage matured into mature garbage. But that's all it was, just kids born bad. You know, just born rotten to the core. And all you got to do is, develop some kind of a model whereby we can identify these individuals early enough and you can lift them out of the family unit, lift them out of the mainstream of society, stick them in a cage where they belong, study them and find out if we can, A, change them, and if not, what's the best way to exterminate them. That's what you got to do. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and wring your hands over, what didn't we do for little old Dylan that he would pick up a gun and go into a schoolroom? Or what didn't I do for Charlie? Well, maybe you ought to start thinking about what you didn't do for Charlie that he set himself on fire. And leave Johnny Knoxville alone, okay? And by the way, did he eat those steaks? He did. Phil Hendry Show.